Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show, I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and man, have I got a show for you. My honored guest, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, is already hanging out in the green room with me. He is pumped up to deliver to you about the Captain's Millionaire Club. Dr. G, as he is affectionately known, is no stranger to the A New Day show. He has been here several times. And every time that he is here, he really outdoes himself. So, first I want to apologize to him because I misspelled his name on the event page. So, for those of you who are writing his name, the correct spelling for his last name is Higginbotham. Dr. Higginbotham. But he loves me, so he's not going to charge me for misspelling his name. I am very excited, too, as a member of the Captain's Millionaire Club. I'm excited about the work that he's doing. The last time he was on the show, he spoke to you about his new book, This Is Your Captain Speaking. So brace yourself, get your pads, pens, and paper, where you will be getting a lot of information this morning. So relax, grab your beverage, and just stay awake and alert. Before I go into that, though, I want to encourage you, if you have not yet connected with me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, I want for you to do so. Just check me out, Dynamic Daphne or Daphne Clark Hudson. Also, go to YouTube and check out my videos there and tell me what you think. Also, please take the time to follow me here on the Blog Talk Radio Show. Write a comment in the feedback box so we know exactly what is happening. And yes, everyone needs a spiritual and a transformation coach, including you. So why don't you check me out? I get results. I help my clients to understand the lessons in their adversities and to let them understand, hey, adversities come when we really don't plan them, but they are not always bad. There are lessons there. And I show them how to utilize, how to first learn those lessons and how to utilize them to become all that God has called them to be. So with that being said, I look forward to you connecting with me out there. Give me a call. You want to set up a retreat? Call me, discuss it. I will come to your city or country, wherever you are. And if you have not yet already done so, I want you to tweet, email, call all your friends and tell them the captain is on the show and you want to come and learn all the details about me being a millionaire. A millionaire guy is not only about money, and you're going to hear this morning, I tell you, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham is going to be rocking your world. I want to take this time to welcome guest 495 to the show. Brace yourself. You are here at the right time. Anybody else you know that needs to be here, please call them and let them know we are going to be going into the meat of the conversation in less than 10 minutes. The number to call in here is 646-915-8166. When you call, please press the number 1. This way I will know that you have a question and you are not just listening. Now, before I bring the captain on, I found a great piece of writing that I'm going to use for today's affirmation. And if you would, please forgive me. This one is so good and I need to personalize it to me. This is written by Christiana D. Larson, and she's an author and an inspirational leader. The topic is, with love, promise yourself to be strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet. To make all my friends feel that they are special. To look at the sunny side of everything and make my optimism and dreams come true. To think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best in my life. To be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am about my own. To forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the bright, fresh future. To be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble and unhappiness. To give so much time to the improvement of myself that I have no time to be critical of others. To wear a cheerful countenance at all times and to give every living creature I meet a smile. Thank you, Christina D. Larson, for this article. As I mentioned, I personalized it, and for every place that I put I, you can put yours. She had yours there, but this was so powerful that I decided to personalize it for me. And without any further delay, I want to bring on my honored guest, Captain Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. Cap, good morning.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Daphne. Good morning.
Oh, I am so excited to have you on this morning, but I am more excited to hear about the wealth of information that you have in this new project, the Captain's Millionaire Club. I tell you, this is some powerful information because I want the listeners to know, as members of the Millionaire Club, each and every day you get a lesson for the next 90 days. And I have just gone through two. I didn't get the opportunity to go into today's yet. And I tell you, this is powerful stuff that everybody needs to know. So I'm telling people, roll your sleeves up and get ready to rock your own world. So Dr. G, remind the people a little bit about who you are and why you do what you do, and then we are going to go into the Captain's Millionaire Club.
Daphne, before we even do that, I wanted to acknowledge you.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to acknowledge you for what you do. You know, you have set up a platform. Bless you, sister. You are a special, 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 special person.
Thank you.
You help so many people. You add value to so many people's lives. I guess that's why our spirits resonate.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a giver. You
Thank
give,
you.
Give, 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 give. But you need to know this, my sister. You have to receive. You have
yes.
to receive this. You have mm-hmm. to learn how to receive, because you give so much of yourself.
Yes.
You was on the show the other night talking. You're mm-hmm. always out there giving, and we need to bless you. You need
Thank
a
you.
Word of encouragement.
Thank
As a matter
you.
Of fact, I want to say this to all women. Women have really carried, I'm going to go here, the African-American race.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your efforts. And thank you for allowing me to be on the show today. I am so excited. And I know it's time for us to go to another level. So fasten your seatbelt, because we have been cleared for takeoff. Daphne, yeah, we launched the club. You know why? And here's the reason why we did it. We've been off course.
Mm.
You know, I'm listening to all the stuff, the rhetoric that's going on between one group in our country right now, the red group and the blue group, mm-hmm. Democrat, the Republicans, and they all have missed where we need to go, and we got to take care of the people.
Mm-hmm.
We got to unlearn a lot of the stuff that we've learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Word of God says there's nothing new under the sun. But I know this for sure, that if you have the right information, the right processes, and you begin to apply yourself every day, you will wind up at your destination.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Mm-hmm.
The issue has been, we've had a lot of information out there, and we're in the information age, but knowledge is not power if it's not specific with specific action to produce a specific result.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just like when I fly the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm laser focused. I have the knowledge of everything going on around me, the weather, what at the destination, and if I have to go to an alternate. I have all of that, and then I take the jet flying and follow the flight plan, and you arrive at your destination. And what I've learned in our communities, and since I'm on the show, I'm going, you know me, I don't hold back.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
There's been a
go
black
ahead.
There has been a black iron curtain that has been in just about every African-American community here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And that iron curtain keeps information in and nothing goes out.
Mm.
And so the people are in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shows like yours that we can begin to expose
mm-hmm.
and pull down that curtain and get information in so the people can be empowered. And because, see, I'm going to tell you something. Not only is it hurting them, African-American community, but also our other brothers and sisters by another mother is hurting. So we all are human beings, and we got to begin to learn to work with each other. So there's really only been one color, green,
mm-hmm.
George Ben
mm-hmm.
and Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. G, you said a lot in just a few minutes. But then the question I want to ask you, how do we get out of the darkness, part A? No, part two. No. Part A, let me reverse this. Do you think as a people, and I'm going to focus on the black people or African-American or whatever label you give us, the dark-skinned people at this time, do you think we want to get out of the darkness or we choose to remain in the darkness? It's a two-part question.
I think that, and this is just my personal belief.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you haven't had the right information, see, I'm really blessed. one thing, flying the airplane, it puts me in many, many areas and many, many countries. And you're able to see things differently, and then you start asking questions. Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute, we got an issue. No, I think people want to get out. I know here already I have over about 150 people that have signed into the training that's going through it right now. It's obviously some folks want to be informed because
mm-hmm.
they're joining it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
no, I do believe people want to be in the know,
mm-hmm.
but they have relied on leaders that do not know. And
mm-hmm.
as you know,
mm-hmm.
everything
mm-hmm.
rises and falls on leadership. Yeah, I
mm-hmm.
think people do want to know.
Okay.
I believe that.
Okay.
I don't think people want to remain in the dark.
All right.
I mean, when you walk in your house, when it's dark at night, do you want to turn the lights on or do you want to fumble around in the dark?
Yeah, you turn the light on because although you're in the house for a long time, you're going to stumble if there's no light. So this leads me to think then that the majority of us have not because we seek not. Because unless Dr. Gerald Higginbottom comes with a program that is going to enlighten us, there are lots of people who are still not investing in themselves for seeking. Because, you know, you and I know how much money we spend on personal development. And thank you for the compliment you gave me at the top of the show about giving, 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 giving. And I was having a conversation with a lady on Sunday, and I said to her, so long as one person receives my message, my job is done. I said to her, I'm not going to be tearing my hair out to get 1,000 people. I said, if I can get to convert one and that person do one more, it is better than tearing your hair about those who don't want to receive.
Exactly. Exactly, because you have people will suck you dry.
Oh, yeah. Parasites.
Mm-hmm. They're parasites. Some, not all.
Not all, but some
are. And I have for the last 21 years. Now, let me back up. You asked me to tell a little bit about myself. I got a wake-up call here 47 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of the Watts Riot, August 11th, 1965. I was 7. And I saw the burning and the deprivation of the community. At 7, I said, oh, something's not right. I saw a lot of negative things. You know, at 7 years old, that's an impressionable age. And you're like, And then when Dr. King was murdered, 3 years later, the community burned down again. We still got the civil strife in the communities. And here it is today. For example, tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be speaking. I've been asked to be a part of a panel here in St. Louis trying to stop the crime in the inner city, the killing. Right, and across the river in East St. Louis, they had in 36 hours last week, six people died in 36 hours shooting.
Wow.
Now, I'm whoa, wait a minute. Things haven't gotten better.
Yeah.
And it finally hit me here in the last 48 hours that there has been a black iron curtain that was put up after desegregation.
Mm.
And, you know, in 1865 when the Emancipation Proclamation kicked in,
mm-hmm.
physical slavery stopped, but then a curtain came up in the black community, and it's been there ever since for the last 157 years. So we got to have desegregation behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
that only going to come when there's awakening. And I'm at a point now, as an African-American, I've gone through ministry training, and every time I meet a different preacher, and I talk to him, he said, well, you need to join our church, or you need to go through this affiliated organization. I'm like, I got 2 doctor's degrees, and you want me to go back and get more training? And I've come to a point where I said, enough is enough.
That's right.
I said,
that's
our
right.
community is in turmoil because you've been hoodwinking the community.
That's
and
right.
You know what? I'm not like when you start talking this kind of language. But what we better begin to do in our inner cities, and so I'm getting off course just a little,
mm-mm.
but what
go
we
ahead.
Have to begin to do is begin to, for black folks, they got to begin to focus how to spend their dollar. You know, our nucleus concern should be, especially the churches, putting businesses up in the community.
And before you even go there,
I
want you
to get
stick,
off course.
No, no, no. I want you to stick a pin right there because I want to piggyback a little bit about the turmoil and what's happening in the community. People keep blaming other people, other races, other ethnic groups for their problems. But I think we all need to start looking in the mirror, having a conversation with the person looking back at us. Because, to be honest, other people are not our problem. We are our problem.
That's correct.
And
that's because we're ignorant.
That's right.
And I'm putting it out there. And ignorance only means lacking in knowledge.
That's right. That's right.
And that's because of the black iron curtain that's been up. I'm going to go here and put it on the internet so that anyone listen to this. There's black folks have been separatists.
Mm-hmm.
We don't work with one another. That's why I love working with you, because you want to work together. So that puts us out of that category.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, when I see our inner cities, we've got churches on every corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, this millionaire training, I went to where I worship, talked with the man. I went to several other pastors. Not one of them embraced it. And
that's
I said, I got it. I said, this has been the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to pull down the black curtain in the community. Now, having said that, that takes money to do that. And so
that's right.
We have to become millionaires, because when you got money, you can make things happen.
Exactly.
Daphne, did you know that it costs money to do nothing?
Exactly. Exactly. And every time you approach somebody about something, they're going to say, oh, but I got to pay for it. And that's why a lot of us are still in the total darkness, because we're not buying a book for $5. We're not buying anything to get the information. We don't go to seminars. We don't get coaches. We don't get mentors. Even when we want mentors and they tell us there's a fee, we say, what? I got to pay you? Yes, you got to pay.
We don't value knowledge, and we're in the information
age.
Now, having said that, the millionaire training program is for free. In my spirit, it says, do it for free. Oh, do you know what, folks? Many folks refuse to sign up for free.
Exactly. You think you would have 1,000 people signing up?
Right. I heard so many excuses. Well, I don't have a computer. I said, that's not a good one, because Bill Gates has put a computer in every library at his expense.
That's right.
So, I'm too busy doing the church. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we are the church. You're busy doing
that's
church
right.
and not being the church.
Amen.
And so what we have to begin to do in our inner cities, and I'm hoping and praying that this millionaire training is open for everybody. I'm no longer into trying to help just one specific group. Our world is in trouble. God sent Christ to the world. He didn't send
us
to one group. And so I've been sent to the World Wide Web.
That's right. You are like me. People tell me, oh, you're always around the white folks, and you're always this, and you're always that. And I said, listen to me. People are embracing me. One man wrote on my page the other day, I posted an image of Jesus, and the image was Caucasian, and he wrote to tell me that, oh, Sister Daphne, that's not my Jesus. And I told him, I said, Jesus is real in my heart. He has no color. He has no gender.
That's right.
And, of course, he did not reply to that. I want to take a break to welcome Norman B. to the show. Thank you for coming. Get involved in the conversation, either through the chat room, or you are welcome to call 646-915-8166. My honored guest today is Captain Dr. Gerald Higginbottom, and he is the creator of the Captain's Millionaire Club. Continue, Dr. G.
The other thing you asked about the training, this here begins to help us become laser focused. We have to become so laser focused. And then we have to have specific actions, Daphne.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to provide value. We got to give more value than we take in.
Mm-hmm.
We have to provide value to the community to begin to empower them so they can be able to see a whole nother side. Now, I'm back to the airplane. I love flying because it allows me to go to 37,000 feet, and you get a different view up there.
Mm-hmm.
The view is different. It's a little cleaner up there, air, versus being on the ground, and you can see things differently. And then I can come back to the community and say, oh, time out, we've been off course. But we have to begin to now develop people of like mind that's ready for change, and they're out there. Right now we're in the mass of a major change, which is shifting from this industrial-based economy to this new information age. We're in the midst of major change, so change only means embracing truth. There's nothing new under the sun. This process that we have here over the next 90 days is going to add value to their lives, and from a physical, financial, business, career, mental, social, spiritual, family, material, and adventure. We got to have balance in our life, and our lives have been out of balance.
That's right. That's right.
We weren't put on the planet just to work for somebody else. We were put on the planet to empower the planet.
That's right.
Take up dominion.
A lot of people, you know, they are so comfortable with surviving. We are not supposed to survive. We are supposed to thrive.
That's right.
And when we don't position ourselves to thrive, our Father is unhappy with us. He's unhappy with us.
And you can't blame nobody else but yourself. And so being empowered simply means me being proactive, being pro-responsible for the lives that I'm in charge with, and my life personally.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you become empowered, then you make decisions. And when you make decisions, you can control the outcome. We have allowed others to make decisions for us. And that's not, even the Creator said, think on things that are true, just, lovely. If it's any virtue, think on these things. But we haven't been thinking. And see, your thought life is what controls your life. We are the sum total of all the thoughts that we have thought of up until today. And so if you want to change, you have to change your thought. You actually have to change your, and let me give it the back way. Change your action. You have to speak differently. That means you got to think differently, and you have to have a different philosophy. And
that's
so
right.
This training here is designed to give a new philosophy on how to better you, to assist you to reach your goal and objective. Something that Oprah Winfrey said the other day, and, you know, Daphne, I was shaving in the window, and she on her own show,
mm-hmm.
a television show, she said, each and every one of us have been forced into the earth realm, and we have a contract by God.
I love it.
When she said that, I said, you are right, my sister. No, mm-hmm. Daphne, mm-hmm. you are a, no one can be a Daphne. So there's
That's
no competition.
Right. That's
you
right.
have no competition.
Nobody.
No...
I am authentically who I
That's
am.
Correct.
And
That's
I
correct.
And talk about, oh, how you have this person on, you have that person on. I said, listen, they're only enhancing who I am. They
That's right.
are not jeopardizing me in any way, because ain't nobody out there. Until
like
they
you.
Clone me, they're
That's
not
right.
going to be anybody else like me.
So there is no competition. So that means
None.
You can
None.
Soar the limit. Like there is no one out there like me.
That's right.
I have no competition. Therefore, the only thing that stops me is my thinking.
That's right.
Because your thought life controls your life.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm. You
I
know,
tell people...
You know,
you
a couple months ago, I did a episode on my TV show, How Is Your Mouth Serving You? And when I walk in there, my director asked me what the topic was for tonight. I told him, and he said, huh? I said, yeah. He said, what's that about? I said, you're going to be hearing. So, of course, everybody's shoulders was up and their antennas was up. And I dealt with gossip. So it's not just what you eat, it's what you speak as well. So we
That's
have
correct.
Total control over who we become.
That's correct.
You know?
You are the empowered you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, that many, and I see in the African-American community, they don't see themselves as having any value.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These young men, I said, and I'm starting to reach them. A lot of them are lost. And lost means, you know, you don't have direction, or you're not thinking correctly, or you are doing things contrary to the law, the process.
Mm-hmm.
Because life is governed by these laws. And so I tell them, you have intrinsic value. And you got to understand the assets that are internally in you. And when you begin to use those, you become empowered to catapult you to another level.
That's right. And it's your responsibility. Don't keep blaming the government and blaming the system. Blame your mama, the dog, everybody. Everybody passes the buck to somebody else, and nobody. I go back to that mirror, guys. You need to visit that mirror more often and begin to have dialogue
with that
person looking.
That's correct.
And listen, the answers you're getting is for you, is not for anybody else, because you cannot hide from you. Everywhere Daphne goes, Daphne is in Daphne's company. So I have to begin to take responsibility of me. I got to fall in love with me over every day so that I can keep giving my best.
Daphne, you are absolutely right. You cannot begin. There's two commandments. There's two commandments. And all the other laws hang on these two commandments. You were supposed to love your creator with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Mm-hmm. And the second is to love thy neighbor.
That's right.
As thyself.
And you Dr. G, I love that, and I want you to repeat it. Love thy neighbor. I didn't say some of your neighbor. Because we are choosing. We think our neighbor is just the person next door to us. And we are choosing which neighbor to love. We don't want to love the one who is gay, the one who is lesbian, the one who is white, the one who is Muslim. We want to pick and choose who to love. And we got to love all our neighbors, even when we don't love their actions. But we still got to love them and separate their behaviors and their actions.
But you can't even begin to do that until you love yourself.
Until you love yourself. And if you are not in love and totally in love with you, you can't love nobody else.
You can't. Now, there's a thing that we have to separate love between like. They're two different things.
That's right.
I'll love you to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love. Love is about giving. I'm going
to
love on you, but I don't necessarily have to like your behavior.
Exactly.
And everybody's responsible for their own behavior. See, you are in control of your inside world. Once you understand the real who you are, the true inner man, you become responsible for your inner world, and nothing on the outer world can influence it. Once you know that true self. Now, Daphne, I can love all over you. Why? Because I love me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I love me some G. Higginbotham because I give to myself. I study. I love giving to other people. That's why the training, the millionaire training, is designed for them to learn, earn, and then contribute back to their community, return back. And that's what this is all about.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I am wealthy upstairs in my brain, and finances follow first. It's an inside-out approach.
He said it will follow suit. Yes.
He says, wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So the first place you got to prosper is in your soul.
In your soul. And a lot of us has not been in contact with our soul in a long time. You know, I want to piggyback on something you said about loving on somebody because you love yourself. A couple of years ago, a lady at my place of worship said to me, there are certain people that I just embrace healthy, regardless of gender, and we just love on each other. And you know, she said something to me. She said, Daphne, how can you hug those men so closely and kiss them and everything? So I looked at her and I was appalled. I said, what do you mean? And she looking at me funny. So I said, listen, I am so certain of who I am. My morals and my values are intact. So I said, when I give somebody a godly hug, that's all it is. I said, there's nothing else that's going on in my mind and nothing else that is going on in theirs. We love and respect each other is enough. So we got to know who we are. Before we can go out there and give ourselves to others.
That is so true. That is so true. And Daphne, you are already successful.
Oh, yes. Yes, I had that conversation with somebody And I said, listen, I am successful. I'm working on my wealth, my financial wealth.
And that will come quick. Mm-hmm. Let me share something with you about that piece. We're in the information age. Knowledge is now the primary source of capital. It's more important than money. And when people get that revelation, their lives are going to change immediately. Because who you are a wealth of information already.
Yes.
And there's
yes.
people already out there want what you have that's willing
yes.
to help
compensate for it.
Compensate that. See, this just jumped in my spirit. Most people don't understand the purpose of money. That's why they ain't got any. The purpose of money is for solving problems. If you want to really become, if you want money, because see, there's a difference between wealth and money. They're two different things. But if you want just money, go figure out how to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm. The purpose because hoarding money is not wealth, really.
That's not wealth. You know, wealth is many, many areas. It's mm-hmm. having wealthy relationships. Having a health is wealth. Mental wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Not just only finances. Now, granted, those who don't come through the Millionaire Training Program, I'm going to introduce about anywhere from 7 to 21 different income streams coming in. Because we're going to deal with the financial wealth. Because many
That's
of them
right.
will be wealthy. The purpose, now, let me define the financial wealth so we can get this out the way and we can get on back to the other wealthy areas.
Mm-hmm.
Wealth is the number of days that you can stay at home where you ain't got to go outside and work.
That's right. And you still getting something coming in because you have all the different systems in place working for you.
That's right.
And you call honey and say, I book a plane ticket for us to go here. We're still not losing anything.
That's correct. See, that's wealth. That's when you have ownership working for you. Making money is you working for money. That's in the job that I have, I make good money.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not wealth.
That's right.
See, wealth is being able to transfer it to another generation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a little nugget. Most folks didn't get that.
Learn that from other ethnicity because other ethnicity and cultures have that down pat. They have
they do.
Design and structure. It's transferable. Not too many black people can say that.
I got to go here. Since you went there, Daphne, we still have not addressed the real issue that's causing our problems in the community. And let me give it to you straight. Being a spiritual person, I have to operate in truth because when I stand before my Creator, I'm going to have to give accountability of did I love Him, God? Did I love people? What did I do with His money, the talent, and my words? And so since this is being recorded and like it's recorded in heaven, it's being recorded on this show here, so I want to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why African American people are in trouble is because they don't know their biblical heritage.
That's right. That's right.
And see, the thing is, the earth got populated out of three people: Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Now, Daphne, our biblical heritage have been stolen. They kind of they've been playing the nutshell King James nutshell game where they have stolen the heritage of Ham, which is the younger son.
Mm-hmm.
And we're from the Hamitic line. If you're African-American in this country, your ancestors came over here as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And you came out of Hamitic line. But when they kept the people from reading and being in the know, they lost their heritage because they didn't know it. And when you don't know your heritage, you're like a ship without a rudder.
That's
it's like
right.
flying a jet
keep
around
going,
and I lose.
Keep going around chasing
right.
your shadow.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what happens if I lose the rudder on the airplane. I just go around in a circle until I run out of gas. And so we've been in our communities for the last 44 years going around in circles, and we're about to run out of gas because we don't know our biblical heritage. And so, you know what? Once you are in the know. Now, the JFAT people are white folks. Now, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to keep that real. You know, people say, Doc, how you know all this? I said, well, real simple. There's 23 chromosomes in everybody. And those chromosomes, when they do get altered, you know, if it's not the dominant chromosome don't kick in, when people come together, you know, male and female, when you're the dominant chromosome kicking, you can produce the same kind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when one is more dominant than the other, you can produce, you know, like albinos.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can be able to pull whites out of black, but you can't pull blacks out of white.
Out of white.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And so our group here don't know our biblical heritage and from God's perspective. And part of the lineage is that the youngest one in the family always got the inheritance. So we're not an afterthought of the Creator. And so our group, when we understand here our biblical heritage, that we're from the Hamadic line and how King James and them switched it around and gave it to Japheth, which is the Caucasian group, that's why we, the last 400 years, they've still been holding us, the group, in bondage. And so that black curtain has been up in the, iron curtain that's been up in the community, we got to pull that thing down so people are exposed to this information that claim your rightful inheritance, learn who you are quickly, and then begin to start creating businesses in the community, especially the church. The church should be the ones teaching this to the community and teaching them about entrepreneurship and putting businesses in the community so we can save the community.
I am thankful that you're taking the time to put this out there, and those who are not hearing it live is going to hear it on the archive. Because instead of us spending this time to learn about who we are and give that our energy to get the result that we deserve, we spend a lot of time blaming white people for where we are. But we need to take the energy off of them and put it on who we are. Who are we created to be? Why aren't we doing better? Put the energy where it belongs.
Right. And so that's the biblical heritage. Now, having said that, Proverbs 22:2, I'm putting this on record. It says, the rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. There is no middle class with God. You're either going to be rich or you're going to be poor. The middle class came in under the industrial age when they set that system up. And we're no longer in the industrial age. We're in the information age. And so we got to acknowledge that you know, God says you're either in or out. You're either hot or cold. You're either wise or fool. You're either about righteousness or unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Are you either going to be rich or poor?
Lukewarm, he stood you out.
He's going to spool you out. And so,
would you repeat the scripture, please?
It's Proverbs 20. I want to make sure everybody hears this. Proverbs 22, verse 2. Easy way to remember it? Proverbs 22:2.
Mm-hmm.
So our group here need to understand that God is the maker of the rich and the poor, not the middle class. That's a man-made mess. And that's why it's so jacked up now. And so our group here, when I got that revelation, I said, well, what's the difference between the rich and the poor? He said, words.
Mm.
He said, death and life is in the power of your tongue. And
that's right now. Hallelujah. So, we could end the show right now and it would have been worth your time. Yes, sir.
It is what it is. So the Millionaire Club, I said, okay, if it's just words. He said, yeah, because when you have it, if this is a Hispanic community, if you want to interface with them, you have to learn Hispanic. If this is the poor community, you got to learn the language of the poor. You got to learn the language of the rich. So there are different languages, and just like there's languages to religion. I'll leave that alone for another day. So there are different languages, and so one thing that the Millionaire Club does, it helps them learn the language of the rich in the process so that they can be able to enjoy
implement it in our lives.
And have it more abundantly. So it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process that over the next 90 days, fasten your seatbelt, the mindset, you're going to have a new philosophy, a new way of looking at things, but also, too, you really going to learn the language of the rich, and you're going to learn how to begin to fulfill your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, in order to fulfill your purpose, you're going to have resources. Like I told you, it costs money to do nothing.
To do nothing. And there,
it's going to cost money for you to do some things to fulfill your purpose. So this is part of the training that we didn't get. We were taught to work for JFAT organizations and go to school, get you a good paying job because they had their own educational system that has now failed. And so we've now created our own educational system that will now cause success, restoration, build people up, help get them to where they need to be. It's just that simple. And you know what? I am so glad that we've had the opportunity to meet and talk. I love you, Daphne, because one thing about you, you are about giving information back to the people to help add value to their lives. That's why everybody needs to be listening to your show. You put information out there.
I want to encourage the people to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. My guest today is Captain Dr. Gerald Higginbottom, and he is the founder and creator of the Captain's Millionaire Club. So So call in. Call in with your questions. I mean, based on what I've seen so far from the two first day lessons, there's some pruning that you're going to have to do in your life. And I tell you, there are lots of us who have overarching branches for over a number of years. So we got to get ready to do some pruning.
Well,
because we need to shed some light in. Yes, go ahead, Dr. G.
Can I share, drop a law on your group, those that are listening? And since it's going to be on the, it's your
archive,
it'll be archived for later. Life is governed by laws. And if people want these laws, there's 101 laws that you need to know. Two laws I already shared with you. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. You like to be a worship to God, be example, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's two laws. But the third law that people need to really learn quickly is the law of learning. The law of learning. Oh, this is a powerful law. Let me give you the definition of the uninformed, misinformed, illiterate of the 21st century. It's not going to be the person that do not know how to read or write. It's going to be that person that do not know how to learn, unlearn, then relearn.
That's right.
That's a nugget.
That's right. Yeah.
There's seven steps to the learning process, and if folks want to know this stuff, they need to email me or come through the training.
Mm-hmm.
Because their lives will never be the same. Because if you don't know how to unlearn, if you've been programmed, you got to learn the deprogramming process and then how to relearn quickly.
Why do you think there is such a strong resistance with us as a people on learning that which we learn? Is it pride or ego? What is it, Dr. G?
It's a combination of laziness. Apathy, don't really understand the laws of success process.
Mm-hmm.
See, success is the journey. It's not a destination. And we've been
That's
taught
right.
that success is a destination. No.
Mm-hmm.
Success is the journey. You know, I, in the good book, it says, meditate on my word day and night that you may observe to do according to all.
Mm-hmm.
That's written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, whoa, what's the opposite of good, Daphne?
The better, the best?
No, the opposite of good is bad.
Oh, okay, opposite. Sorry, I didn't hear what...
Yeah, you're either going to have good success or you're going to have bad success.
Bad success, that's right.
Tells me that there's only two types of really true successes.
Mm-hmm.
Good
either
success
good or bad
or
success.
Bad.
So why should we choose the bad if we have access to the good? We were created to have access to all good.
Well, let me tell you why. Here's the reason why. Many of us are out there trying to prosper and haven't taken time to learn the laws of success.
Mm-hmm.
It says the prosperities of fools shall destroy them. Not might, maybe. And I look at all in our group, we've had Michael Jackson, James Brown, Whitney Houston, a lot of them were successful because their gifts made room for them, but their lives were a wreck because they didn't understand the laws of success in their personal lives. So part of the millionaire training program addresses this issue so that they can begin to be empowered so to add value to their lives.
Dr. G., I
yes,
want
ma'am.
To just play a song that I think is going to really open up the minds of the listeners here for them to really understand more about the Millionaire Club and why they ought to become part of it. So stay where you are. Don't go anywhere. Moisten your throat, and we will be right back.
Okay.
My matter shall be greater than my past. That has been done. My best is yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past. My ladder shall be greater than all of my past. I will be blessed. and my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past.
Yes, yes, yes. That was
I love it.
Yes, Elder Pierre Maranza out of Texas. I tell you, I had him on the show and oh, he is amazing. He's amazing because the choice is us, is ours, you know. Are we going to settle for where we are? Or we are going to reinvent and recreate the things that we should have done a long time ago. And, you know, I'm just so thankful for being part of the Millionaire Club and for just implementing and applying that lesson that is there for us so that we can make a difference. So, Dr. G, back to
yes.
you, sir. Back to you. Back to
yes.
you.
And guess what? You mm-hmm. have to decide, you know, you have to decide right now, not you, but the listening audience.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
How their life is supposed to play out.
That's
you
right.
You are the author
mm-hmm.
of your life. You have been empowered. Anytime you've been advised to take up dominion to do, that's you have to do that. And see, this
that's
is
right.
we've been allowing other folks
mm-hmm.
to control and manipulate because we don't want to accept personal responsibility for our decisions.
That's right.
And so we have to move forward. Now, the thing is, now if the information was not available, that's another thing. But when it has been made available, you have no excuse.
That's right.
And when we stand before our Creator, and we all will have to one day,
mm-hmm.
and you say, I didn't know, He's going to say, all liars will have their place in the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like about life? Is that every day we can rewrite that script of our life. So there's no reason why we ought to be always in the valley, because we can rewrite that script that pick us up out of that valley and put us on the mountaintop.
Right.
But people not using the pen. And remember Dr. G spoke about it's in the power of the tongue. We're doing everything else with it, so why not use it to rewrite the script of our lives and enjoy the abundant awesomeness that we deserve to be experiencing. If you are just joining us, my honored guest is the founder of the Millionaires Club, Dr. Captain Gerald Higginbottom, or Captain Dr. Gerald Higginbottom.
Pick so, what, Dr. I don't G- care.
Yeah. Dr. G, you have done so much for your community in the past, you know. Why did you see it fitting to implement the Millionaires Club?
Because the information is not getting to our community.
Mm-hmm.
People are in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
I see people are hurting. You know, at my particular ministry that I worship, because I do believe in that, you know, you shouldn't forsake the assembly
fellowship.
With others, the fellowship.
Fellowship, yep.
You know, when I see that the food ministry pantry has to close down, because they can't give no more. People are hurting. It's time you have to do something different. Because if you continue to do what you're doing, you'll keep producing the same result. Mm-hmm. But in our community here, many of the stronghold, that black curtain that keeps, that we keep up, many of the, I'm going to say the ministers help mm-hmm. to promote, keep it up. Mm-hmm. They don't want you giving this kind of information to the people. And I thought about Jesus, mm-hmm. my Lord. They didn't receive him. Mm-hmm. He said, prophet has no honor in his own hometown, own
That's
country.
Right. That's right.
And so I said, okay, I moved on. You know, I don't know, about a month ago I said, it's time to take it to another level.
That's right.
You didn't, you know, he said, if they don't receive you, knock the dust off your feet mm-hmm. and keep moving.
Well,
and so,
hit.
You know, you got to, you know, for example, on Facebook, there's going to be 1 billion people at the end of the year on Facebook.
Mm.
That's 1 billion.
My heavens.
That's an awesome market. I said, so, okay, I'm going to the world, the World Wide
mm-hmm.
Web.
That's right.
And put
That's
the information
right.
out there. And, you know,
That's
people
right.
are receiving it. Now, there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-mm.
But it just, it's not new in our communities. It's
That's
not
right.
new to African Americans because we are lacking in knowledge. But it's also not, it's new to poor people.
Mm-hmm.
I told you there's 2 type of people, rich or poor.
Rich or poor, ain't no middle class.
That's what the Bible says. Yeah, according to
Rich
Proverbs 22:2. See, mm-hmm. when I get the revelation, I got a revelation that it says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain because I have become flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It is written. So it's written that rich and poor. I said, okay, so I only want to talk to the poor people that want to go to another level, want to get more
mm-hmm.
information.
That's right.
Because this will begin to help close the income gap mm-hmm. between the rich and the poor. And where I live at is in America, but it's available for everybody.
That's
Those
right.
is ready to go to another level.
That's right.
And we are examples. We supposed to be the, you have to become the change that you
want
to see.
Want. That's right. That's right. We got,
you got
to quit.
You
we
got
to
become,
be it. We can't keep looking
it.
Next door. We can't keep. We got to look right here, right here, right
and
here. Look from the inside out.
That's
yes.
right. And so you're supposed to be fruitful, that's
mm-hmm.
productive in your life, and multiply.
Multiply.
Turn around Eat. And teach others what you've learned.
That's right.
And then replenish
Take them
the
by
earth.
The hand. That's right.
What,
that's
what legacy
right.
are you going to leave? Mm-hmm. What legacy are you going to leave for your fellow man when you leave here?
That's right. That's right.
So it's a
and
different
the legacies,
mind shift.
The legacies that each of us create will outlive us way, 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 way beyond our lifetime. Way beyond our lifetime. And we won't know that. But we just need to keep creating, keep creating, keep creating, because you will be making a difference in somebody's lives. Whether you are around to hear it yourself. But believe you me, I know from experience and from conversation with others, that something that somebody has done for you is going to live on when you are no longer around, and others will hear the story.
That's correct. And you know what? It's only when you really, when your philosophy, your thoughts, your words, and your actions are one, do you have integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the integrity is the foundation or one of the components to your character, you can really be able to accelerate then.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are listening to all these other people who don't have the right information, and when I say knowledge, it has to be specific knowledge with specific action to produce a tangible result.
Result, that's right, that's
and
right.
And the goal and objective is to get the folks to the wealthy place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm going to give you scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 66:12. See, when I fly the jet, I just don't jump in it to be jumping in it. I have
mm-hmm.
a destination that I need to get the folks to.
Mm-hmm.
Daphne, I don't get well today. I'm going to Chicago, maybe New York. Or no, I'm laser
you know,
focused on
where are you going?
Going and how to
it's
get
not
there.
A, it's not a either or.
It's not. It you have to know that. And say so from a spiritual perspective, because that's been our issue in our community, our inheritance. Our inheritance has been stolen, and I'm claiming it back. He said, Psalm 66:12, I've caused men to ride over your head. You have gone through fire and through water, but I brought thee out into a wealthy place.
Wealthy place.
Your
wealthy
destination
place.
As you walk in this earth realm is the wealthy place.
That's
the
right.
The opposite of wealthy is poverty. Mm-hmm. You're either headed to the wealthy place or you're headed to the poverty place. So mm-hmm. why not launch the Millionaire Captain Club training so we can create everybody to become wealthy, then become a part of it. Now, everybody I've now know is not going to be able to receive it because everybody want to do their own thing. And Daphne is just like, when I fly the jet, not everybody want to go to Los Angeles with me or Las Vegas or Paris. That's their choice. But there are those, oh, by the way, someone just signed up into the program. So there's folks getting on board even after the start because it's a home study training program that will empower them over the next 90 days. Whatever 90 days that you choose, it'll be there waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's free.
That's
it
right.
is designed, the goal and objective over the course of time is to have everyone that come through the training to have a net worth over $1 million. Net worth. Net worth of $1 million. And it's easy to do. It's no different than the gentleman that created a company and took it public and created $1 billion.
That's right.
And there, this is no rocket scientist stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And since
mm-hmm.
our community lacked businesses, well, we might as well create businesses in the community. Maybe even do what the guy did. He's given us an example. Literally, a lot of them became millionaires overnight. So this this is easy. But where it's hard is in your mind because you have to be willing to embrace truth.
It's a paradigm shift. It's a paradigm shift. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a paradigm,
paradigm shift.
And what you and where you have to, you might have to come to the point that maybe the person that I've been sitting under don't have all the information. Because everything rises and falls on leadership.
Leadership. You know, I want to ask this question. Okay? Before, I didn't ask it. And, why do you think, if you figure it out, I don't know, why are church leadership are so resistant to you giving this information to their flock?
Because it exposes a weakness in them that they don't have the information, and possibly the flock will try and follow this person here. And that's once again, ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
That's ignorance. See, what happens has to happen is you got to bring the person in that has the information. Mm-hmm. Just like flying the jet. Do you know how to fly an airplane?
Nope.
But if you want to get to Los Angeles and I'm in town and I got a vehicle, wouldn't you want to say, hire me?
Mm-hmm.
Or hire a company that will move you to where you need to be?
That's
but
right.
What happens is we have been taught to be separatists. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. We haven't taught the power of unity.
Mm-hmm. And it just hurt my heart when I hear you mention about a soup kitchen closing. And look on that information that you have. You think that if you have 10 people in there who understand their commitment towards the soup kitchen, it doesn't take a lot to fill a soup kitchen.
But the agendas, here's the thing. Mm. There isn't a well-defined agenda even in the black church.
Mm-hmm.
The black church, they're separatists. Everybody, they're not interdependent. They're independent. And that goes on behind the black iron curtain. And so a lot of stuff happens. And so we got to take the curtain down. Desegregation has to happen behind that black curtain that's been in place. And we have to start, it has to start at the church. But in the African-American community, nothing happened unless the church get involved.
Yes, everybody's looking, for the, I got to talk to Rev about it. I ain't know how Rev going to feel about that. My question is, have you talked to God about it yet? What did God say about it? Because people run to Rev before they run to God, and they don't realize that they have things in the wrong priority order. Because, Rev is a spiritual leader. He or she's not the know-all to the answers that you're seeking. Because every good leader is going to go to the source too. The same source that you have access to. If you are just joining You are listening to Dr. Gerald Higginbottom, founder of the Millionaires Club. Call in with your questions, please. 646-915-8166. Press the number 1 so we know you have a question. I apologize for cutting you off, Dr. G.
Oh, no, it's okay. You know, you are a phenomenal host. And as you're talking, I'm constantly thinking about we got to stay the course. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's ready to go to the wealthy place. You have to be ready. You got to be ready and ready to pay your share. Mm-hmm. It is going to cost them. It's going to cost them some time. Mm-hmm. Now, time is the most precious thing that we have. And I tell people,
we're not getting any more of that.
I said, we can make more money, but you cannot make any more time. And so don't waste my time. And so I'm not going to waste your time because I value everything. I value time. And so we're out of time. Here's something that I need to say to you and your listening audience. And one of my mentors shared this with me exactly 20 years ago, and he made a comment about that African Americans will become a permanent underclass minority the year starting January 1st, 2013. He said that to me in 1991, and so I have worked my rear end off to help put processes in place. I spend all my money trying to help. And he's right. Hispanic just blew by us a few years ago. Chinese just blew by us. And now the Indians about to blow by the African Americans. Now, I tell people when you were number one, the largest majority minority in America for the past 400 years, you did not get nothing. Mm-hmm. Now that you're number three, four, falling down the pecking order, what are you going to get from the process? Mm-hmm. Nothing. And you'll have to go through other groups who may not help you. And so this is important that we understand this. I'm saying a lot on your show. Yeah, the Captain Millionaire Training.
It's deserved hearing. And as I said, we didn't have a second guess, and I think God wanted it this way. Because everything that you're saying need to be told. Everything you are teaching needs to be told. And when you listen to those statistics that you just share, it's painful to hear. It's painful to hear, but how many of us are ready to do the pruning so that we are not part of that statistic? Not many.
And so that's why I love I've coined the phrase, this is your captain speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the captain is speaking. And I've been speaking for 21 years, and I made a decision that, you know, being a born-again, believing believer, have been ordained and have been through business school, have been through ministry school, and really understand the new information age system, I'm not following any of them.
That's right.
We're moving the folks to the wealthy place
right
in every area of their lives. And, you know, we got another one just signed up. So it's kind of funny.
You know, Dr. G, we have time here, and I want to have you talk about your two books, because since we have the time, I want to just have you rehash everything. But before you do that, you are a successful pilot for a commercial airline for many years.
Yes, ma'am.
You diligently commit yourself. You are committed, you are dedicated, you are devoted to poor people. Why? Why do you think that this is a call for you to do?
Because it's, you know, when I gave my life to Christ and to God, he said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. That means to be a worshiper. Not just on Sunday and hooping and hopping. No, your life should be an example. I'm doing this to God because he said, take care of the poor. He said, although the poor will be with you always, he didn't name any particular group.
That's right.
And so I'm doing this out of love. It takes love to go after the lost.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Jesus said he became poor that you might become rich. I said, woo! And so if you've made if you've given your life to Christ, anyone who's listening, you have to do what your Lord has told you to do. You have to. He's your Lord, and so you have to follow that process. And so my reward's probably not going to come from this side, even though I would like to live life good. But I want to my life when I leave this planet. They said he walked a walk, he talked a talk, but he walked a walk, and he made an impact in the lives of every person that he touched. You know, I was just recently featured here in USA Today in June as one of America's game changer.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, don't hate the player, change the game.
That's right. That's
and
right.
So
that's
I'm a game changer. It's time to get folks from where they are to where they need to be. I'm a transformer. When I fly the jet, I move people from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that came in my spirit today, I said, yeah, black folks are separatists. They don't want to work with one another.
They don't want to work with themselves.
And there's a lot of other folks that don't want to work with blacks and for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a unifier. I'm not a separatist. I'm a unifier because there's a law called the law of unity.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, it'll be good. It'll be pleasant. And he said, where you are in unity, I will command the blessings on you for life and forevermore. And so I found out in Proverbs, here's another one, Proverbs 10:22, it is the blessings of the Lord which maketh rich. Not might. It maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. And I said, whoa, getting rich can bring sorrows if you don't do it the Creator's way. And so I do it out of obedience, and because of my obedience, he blesses me with information that can be able to add value to other people. I'm about doing it the right way. It's just as easy to do it the right way as it is to do it the wrong way.
That's right. It's been a
spiritual issue, either about righteousness or unrighteous. It is what it is. And I thank God for you. I do. You know, how we came in to meeting, I think about it always. There was over 400 people in the place.
Wow, isn't that something? Yes.
And for some reason, no, because it's been said footsteps of right folks are ordered by someone that created them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we connected, and it's just been wonderful, and we encourage one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy being on your show because you're such a positive lady.
Oh, thank you.
And I thank God for you.
You know, I have to tell the listeners, Dr. G live in St. Louis. I live in Connecticut. And we both met in Cleveland at the Power Network conference put on by Mr. George Frazier. And he was right. That place was jam-packed, overflowing.
Yes.
But God saw it fit to bring us together. And, oh, my God, I lost count. I don't even remember how many years that has been. And he flew from St. Louis to Connecticut to be on my TV show. Right. And
yes.
And he is the reason why my show started airing out in St. Louis. And we have to get it back out there because we got some powerful message to be out there. We need to get that show back out there. And God just have us. No, we don't talk on the phone every day. We don't even talk every week. But when there is a purpose and a reason for us to connect, God does it.
Amen.
And his work is always done. And this is what I tell people. When you are in a relationship, whether business or personal relationship, you don't got to be talking and chatting every day and everything. Just know the purpose and just keep being obedient. If God say call, you call. If he says send an email, you do what you are told to do because he don't want you on the phone to be chatting every day anyhow because you are leaving his work neglected. But you meet people, some people come in your life for a time, for a season. You don't know why, but embrace them when they come. And if the time comes for you to let them loose, set them free so that others can come into your life.
That's good. That is so true. I helped to even define it, and I guess that's just your brother. I'm process oriented, but people come in your life for one of three reasons, for one of three purposes. mm-hmm. for a season to add value to your life.
Mm-hmm.
For a life, actually, it's four now. I just thought about it.
Oh, well, yeah, for a lifetime, because
for a lifetime, and I believe that our relationship is for, it's a lifetime connection. Mm-hmm. And then only for a specific purpose to
That's
add
right.
value to you right quick, and they're gone. And then there's some people to come in your life to try and destroy you.
That's right. Those are the parasites. They suck you
yes.
dry like Dracula. They latch on and they don't stop sucking until they drain everything out of you. So we got to watch out.
But you just got to be aware.
Keep your antennas up. Don't put your guard down. So you can rebuke them when they come. Listen, guys, it's not too late. We have 44 minutes remaining here with Dr. G. Call in, ask about the Millionaire Club, ask about his book, ask about his system in the Life Institution, and, you know, ask him about what he thinks about building wealth. Is it from the top down or the bottom up? Ask anything. He is here, and he is equipped, and he will answer you. Again, the number is 646-915-8166, and please press the number 1 so I know you have a question.
Hey, Daphne.
It's really exciting.
The second edition of the book, Introduction to Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking,
mm-hmm.
That's from the experience that I had. I really updated the book from what some of the things I did over in East St. Louis. I was so happy. You know, I was obedient. I was led to go over there and do some things in an all-black community.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognized over there, that's where I really saw the black iron curtain that's been up, where I eventually had to shut the businesses down because they did not support them. They were separatists. And the ministers made was part of that. You know,
it is what it is. No, tell the listeners what kind of businesses they were.
I had a restaurant. Everybody eats.
Everybody eats. They go
everybody
to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? People would rather go over to another place.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, my business was under so much pressure. I mean, from the point, even, are you a Christian? I ask people, when you go into a Chinese restaurant, do you ask the Chinese person where to please?
You say, give me 3 fried wings. They don't
right.
care. Give
and
me
they
wings.
Don't care.
Half a fried chicken and yeah. Oh, dear God.
But in my community, that community, and you know, I went there because I saw the poorness.
That's right.
You talking about my belief was challenged. And I was like, this is ignorance. Oh, well, you know, you're dark skin, you're light skin. That's the same plantation mentality that's been going on. And it was the jealousy. Oh, well, we want the land. We really want the land because we want to do something with it. No, no. And so I realize here that there's a black iron curtain in our community, and we have to begin to pull that thing down because we're the ones who have kept it up. We're not going to make it if we don't. We have to begin to have a paradigm shift. Mm-hmm. We have to really take a deep look inside of self and say, do I love myself? Do I love my brother? Am I truly a Christian? Because Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Come on, man.
And so this is about following processes and laws, the laws of, oh, wow, this just dropped in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason why our community's in trouble is because we violate the natural laws.
Mm-hmm.
There's some laws that will make you rich, and part of this training will really help them. I mean, there's natural laws. You know, there's a lot of people don't even go to church that are wealthy beyond their wildest.
Oh, yeah. You know?
It has nothing to do with that. It has to understand the natural laws.
That's right. Because even the drug dealers, even the drug dealers, they are abiding by universal laws. And they be giving and they're prospering, and people talking about them, oh, they're this and they that and the other. They do the same thing with Oprah, that, oh, she don't go to no church and she's not a Christian, yet she have all this money. Oh, she's changing lives and she's doing universal things. So, oh, thank you for bringing that up. I'm sorry. I'm always butting in. Go ahead, Dr. G.
Oh, no, it's all good, because you know what? It just adds value to the conversation, but it's true. It has nothing to do with black or white. It has to do with understanding the law.
That's right. That's right.
And
that's right. That's right.
And unless we comply with the laws, you'll keep getting what you've been getting. Just like when I fly the jet, I use the law of aerodynamics.
Mm-hmm.
There's a specific law that keep that airplane flying. Failure of me to comply with that law, you guys won't see me again. But I have purpose in my heart that I'm going to be a law-abiding citizen.
Yes.
I'm going to comply with the laws of life, and things are turning around. Now, what I did was I came back to help people. It's just like I came back to pick people up, get on board the vehicle, because we're launching to the wealthy place. Because every area of your life is going to change in the next 90 days. Because once knowledge is – see, once you've got the information, your mind is not going to retract. That's called the law of expansion. It's going to want more. And when you begin to really understand how wealth is created, from an economic point of view, you're going to say, I got it. Nobody will be able to take it from you. But because we've had that black iron curtain in the community, we've been so focused on getting folks to heaven and haven't taught them the natural laws, how to live here in Earth Realm.
That's
why the younger generations are shooting one another in the inner city, killing each other.
They're killing off each other, yep.
And that's because that is a spiritual issue, because we have not really learned the processes.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. And you know what? I'll stand toe with any minister.
Mm-hmm. And people have to understand that they have been held hostage by religion all this time. And they have to begin to learn how to implement these spiritual laws, because that's what's going to get us to the wealthy place, as you say. And wealth, not only money, but overall wealth.
In every area of your life. See, we are out of balance.
That's right.
It's just like the wheel of life. When you're out of balance, if you don't have a 10 in every area of those things that I talked about earlier, if you get, say, for instance, you got a 5 in one, a 2 in another, 8 in one, and 6, and there's 10 spokes, and you're out of balance, you're just going to be going bumping down the road, and you're going to have a rocky life, and you're not going to experience good success.
But the good thing about it is that when you become aware, you can fix those things.
That's correct.
So long as you take the responsibility to fix them. It's up to you guys. It's not up to Dr. G. It's not up to me. Not to the government. It's up to you. Because you have the power. Yep.
You have to be willing. And see, that's it. Oh, wow. Part of the soulless realm, since your other guests didn't show up, or didn't come on, you know, it talks about prospering in the wish of all things that you prosper and be in good health, even in your even as thy soul prosper. Most people don't really. I was ignorant. I didn't know what the soul realm was made up of. How can you prosper in the soulless realm when you don't know what it's made up of?
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, because we only look on the human part of us, and we are really spiritual beings having a human experience. We switch it around the other way.
Right. But our group still didn't. Listen, I'm just telling you, this is me. I ain't talking about nobody else, but I was ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't ignorant. I was ignorant.
Ebonics?
Ebonics. Pardon my best Ebonics. But when I got in there and found out that the soul is made up of your mind, will, imagination, motion, and intellect, I said, say what?
Wow.
I said, the school system didn't teach me that.
They don't want us to know that.
Didn't teach me that. And so he's saying, you got to prosper even as thy soul prosper, the mind, will, imagination, motion, and intellect. I said, Lord Jesus, we've been duped. And so I said, I'm going to do my part and really learn all this, so that as it works for me, I can be able to share it with others, and it can begin to add value to their life. And as I was saying earlier, I'll stand up with anyone. I'll stand flying an airplane. You can bring any pilot. I'll stand with the best of them. I'm qualified. I'll stand with any minister. I'm qualified. I'll stand with any rich person, and we can talk about the language of the rich. We can talk about assets, liability. We can talk about how to take a dollar and create 60 with it. You know what? Once you're in the know, ooh, this is just dropped in my spirit. Knowing is a product, or I should say competence is a product of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in the know, you can look at a person square in the eye and just say to them, you sure you want to go there? All right, let's sit down and let's talk about it. You become confident. And you know what? I'm confident about what I'm talking about. The books that I wrote, my latest book, this is your captain speaking. You know, a young lady was on board the airplane with the company that I fly for. And she was so upset, and this was back in November. And I listened to her, and then I heard another person. They were angry about life and what's going to go on. One was thinking about committing suicide. Then I said, oh, you know, of course I ministered to her. But I was inspired to write this book, This Is Your Captain Speaking, because of that woman. Life lessons learned, I've learned at 35,000 feet. Yeah, I put the title in there. However, but that book helps you become laser focused, help you see the big picture, and really help you begin to put together a team of folks to help you accomplish what you need to do, what you've been called to the earth ramp. Solid book. It was so good, the vice president of the company that I work for, he wrote the foreword in it. He said, Doc, it is just awesome to know that you're out there trying to do this here to help the community. And I said, it's not about me. It's about adding value back to the people.
That's right. And,
you know, the one that came to the earth said, it's not my will be done, but the one that has sent me. He was other-minded. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to do in our communities, we have to become other-minded and stop being so self-centered.
Self-centered, that's right.
And that's
right.
that's been our problem. And so our leadership in our community, it's amazing, you know, the things that I hear. I hear how in our inner community, people ask me, well, why don't people take your information and use it, Dr. G? I mean, this is what other folks ask me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, because they don't, that we don't value each other.
Each other. We always look.
Uh-huh. We don't value each other, the gift that there's only one Gerald Higginbotham.
That's right.
And see, I am important. I'm a very important person in the body of Christ and also for humanity. My peace, you can't give, Daphne.
That's right.
Just like I can't give your peace. But when we bring the pieces together in unity, it makes an awesome
difference of empowerment and transformation.
Yes. Yes.
You know, but our people tend to get ego in the way, and everybody's wearing their ego up on their sleeves, and nobody cannot collaborate. And I can't have you to come to my church to talk about that, folks. That's tough, because folks are going to be enlightened, and, oh, you're going to have people leave my congregation to go somewhere else. So what? Well, if people wake up and need to move on, they need to move on. You know?
Well, here's what they don't understand. The people are already leaving anyway. Right now, I did a study on, especially the church, because I'm a member of the body of Christ. Mm. There is such a mass movement away from the church. I said, this is how they think in their mind, so self-deceived that people are still coming just to hear them. They're like, people are leaving anyway because they recognize you are not in the know, and you're giving
that's
out
right.
information that's not empowering, that's not adding value to my life. Mm-hmm. It's more of exploiting the people. Mm-hmm. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians, since we're talking about spiritual things, 1 Corinthians 4:20. See, Luke 17:21 says the kingdom is within you. The kingdom of God is within every one of us. Luke 17:21.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to make sure I put it there because those have got their good books.
Yes,
so
people can check it out. Yeah, because a lot of them just open that good book on Sundays.
Right.
And so they don't know anything else. So
that's
I love it when you back it up with the scripture. That's the manual of life if we would just use it.
Now, if they go check this out, if the kingdom of God is within you, I said, well, what is the kingdom of God? And it came 1 Corinthians 4:20. It says, for the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. I said, say what? In power. So if the kingdom is within me and it's about power, that's about me being empowered.
Empowered.
Not being depowered. And so our group here have to learn for themselves. You got, and you know what? I done studied to show myself approved under my creator, and so he's approved me. So, you know, and you know, it's really frustrating when I talk to, especially ministers here where in the area that I live, they want to send me through their religions, and we're not going to let you talk unless that stall tactic. And so, you know what? I find it very appalling, but it's okay. I will not get offended.
That's why there are so many churches on the corner. Every block has 15 churches in there.
Yes, ma'am.
Because everybody wants to start their own stuff because, you know, they don't want to go by you and all of that. Instead of just coming together, I was saying to somebody there, when we exit out of here, we're going to be living with some people we didn't want to stand behind at the grocery store.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you know? Ma'am. It's going to be funny. But in the meantime, while we're
you
still here.
You here? You here? That's what they're going to be saying. I didn't expect to see you here. Mm-hmm. I'm here, though.
And
sorry,
go
ahead.
You know, it's all good. We're going to encourage the people to stay focused. I want to encourage your audience to join the Captain's Millionaire Club. Because no matter when you start, because it's set up electronically, it will continue to deliver it and add value to your life. That's the whole thing. You want someone, you want a coach that's going to add value to your life to help get you to the next level. And I'm headed to the wealthy place. You know what? Inside, I'm just telling you now, inside I'm wealthy, and it's beginning to manifest itself out here because wisdom said, I will fill your treasure.
That's right. That's right.
I will fill your treasures when you seek and search me with your whole heart. And so I know that this message is right on point for the hour that we're in right now because many folks are lost and they have no direction.
That's
and
right.
This process
total
here,
confusion. Yep.
A lot of confusion. This will cut out the confusion. Truth makes you free.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing a lie, incorrect information, or incorrect data keeps you in bondage. And so we've been in bondage for too long. It's time to pull down the iron curtain in all our communities and be able to put the light on it so people can come out of darkness and walk into the marvelous light and they can fulfill their purpose while they spend their last days here on the planet.
Dr. G, we have 28 minutes remaining.
28 minutes.
I want you to tell the people how to access the millionaire, the Captain's Millionaire Club. Because I've been telling them to join up. We didn't tell them how to do it. How to get access to you, where to pick your book up and all that good stuff. And then I would like for you to summarize what you want to leave them with. I mean, you give so much great information there. But if you want to give them some bullet points, just pick out some of the bullet points and leave them so they can have a laser focus.
Okay. Here's what I want them to do. Go to www.llife.org, llife.org. A lot of information out there. You can sign up at the Captain's Millionaire Club there, and it will begin to send you information. Also out there, it has the direct link to Amazon to the books that we have. And so they can be able to order a book online. I would really like for people to do that as well because I've been carrying this here out of my pocket. But if you believe the message and it's adding value to your life, you can be able to quickly
support
this ministry. Boy, this mobile phone that I'm on is about to go out.
Plug it in the wall. Okay, so to access Dr. G, www.llife.org. That's where you can go and sign up for the Millionaires Club, and you get access to all the other information that he is having. And I think his mobile phone died because he's dropped off the line. So we will wait to see if he calls back in. And such a great wealth of information that he's passing on. So visit www.llife.org to access the Captain's Millionaire Club, and you'll see all it else. Okay, so he called back in. So we are so excited that you called back in. Thank you, thank you.
Hey, thanks for letting me get back in.
Go ahead.
Couple things. Go out to the website. A lot of information out there. Study it, peruse it, and if it's something that's adding value to you, that can add value to your life, engage in the process. The next 90 days is the most important days for those. And the reason why I'm going to say that is because starting October 1st, most people go into hibernation. We got all these holidays that's coming up, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then over the end of that 90-day period, we wind up being in greater debt than we started out. We get pickpocketed. So this next 90 days for everyone, I don't care who you are, if you are a human being, you want to help to avoid that. You want to let this 90 days charge you right on up and empower you. The second thing is enjoy the information. Share it with others. Join the Captain's Millionaires Network. You'll see other people out there that's with the same mindset that we can begin to start talking and begin to create an underground process to help a bottom-up process to empower the people. And then put in there how this information is affecting you and how you use it and apply it in your community. Be the change that you want to see here in EarthRAMP. Let's don't complain about it. Let's make it happen. Let's be doers. Let's be overcomers and not stay in the get out the survival mode. Put your money where your mouth is. Talk is cheap, but action sweet. So we've done our part. We set up the process. It's now up to them. And let's all head to the wealthy place. And as we progress and put institutions in place for our communities, we will see a change. And they'll say 50 years later, the people came together on the Dynamic Daphne show, and Captain G, they all came together, and they started to do something that made an impact while they walked into Earth.
Powerful. Do you, okay, everything is on the www.llife.org.
Yes.
So, and while you catch your breath, I want to share two of the entries from my latest book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And if you just hang in there with me, if you have anything else that gets dropped in your spirit that you want to pass on to the people afterwards, you can do so. Every day, Gratitude Day. Thank you, God, for helping me wake up to enjoy another day. We should express our gratefulness to everyone we meet throughout the day, especially to those who are grumpy and self-centered, and to those who do not appreciate the freedom that our beloved country allows us to have. We should be very grateful that we can feel so safe where we live, at our place of fellowship, worship, our parks, and our markets, and our markets filled with an endless choice of food. We should be thankful for the food on our tables every day. We should be grateful, we should be very grateful for the high level of intelligence and skills that we have acquired and put to good use in our daily activities. We should appreciate the friendship that we have acquired and the full times, the fun times that we are able to enjoy. We should appreciate the air we breathe and the rays of sunshine that clearly illuminate the sunset and create the colorful rainbow. We should be grateful for the love we share with our children, our neighbors, and our friends, as they all help create an environment of care, concern, and respect for life, eliminating hatred and revenge. Thanks to George L. Ecker for that contribution. The second one I will read is Big Piles of Leaves. And the contributor for this one is anonymous. I've always been fascinated by leaves, especially those from maple trees. From their first appearance after winter snows, there are where they looked like green mist enveloped in the tops of the trees, to their flurry forth and completely covering the branches. Towards summer's end, it was the released little helicopters of seed onto the grassy floor of the dirt roads. But it's fall, glorious fall, when maple trees' leaves take center stage, rake up big into big piles for jumping in, swirling around in the wind, and providing the stagging as I pretend I was in the Wizard of Oz, shouting, Annie M, while Mom smiles and laughs with me from the front porch. They became a finger painting palette for Mother Nature, who produced gold and burgundy colored leaves, along with ones that had several colors on one paper thin, five pointed star, carefully collected and pressed between wax paper onto books. They remain reminders of the beauty and uniqueness of each person in this world. I'm grateful for the beauty of nature, especially the seasons of maple tree leaves. Anonymous. I think both of these that I have read are really on time for the conversation we had today with Dr. G. We spoke about uniqueness. Each of us are special. There's no other Dr. G. There is no other Dynamic Daphne. There's no other you out there. We are all unique and we are authentic beings. And we ought to operate like that. We can set ourselves apart. Each and every one of us can be a maple leaf in the society and the environment where we are. Would you accept the challenge today to reinvent yourself? Rewrite the script of your life. You have the responsibility, total responsibility, to become all that your Creator has called you to be. So that's my challenge to you that I have issued to you today. And I pray that you will take me up on it. Now, just for something else that I'm doing, I have been called to set up a breakfast feeding program at the Carmel Moravian School in Jamaica, West Indies. That's my old school. However, when I visited there, the principal told me that the students are coming to school hungry. And as she spoke those words to me, it came in my spirit that that's the reason I sent you there today. So I am seeking your support, whether in manpower, call me up, let me know what you can do. Yesterday, someone called me on the phone and said, when are you planning to go down to that school in Jamaica? I want to go with you. So we're looking for people to go down, shoot videos. We want to go down and launch the breakfast program and to get it going. We are looking for T-shirts that the volunteers will wear and that we will have the children wear when we launch that breakfast feeding program, and we can have pictures to come back and put on the website. We have on LinkedIn and we have on Facebook the events set up there where you can donate through PayPal. There are other people who want to send money directly to me, you can message me on Facebook or send me an email at dynamicdaphne@aol.com or dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com or message me right here on the show and I can give you the information to send the money directly. So far, we have 4 donors. And I thank God for them. Someone mailing their check. Somebody donate on Facebook. Someone flagged me down and gave me some money. I was in town and somebody else gave me a donation towards the project. So for that, I'm thankful for. I want for you to help me to get the word out. I want your support in every way that we can. If you're an architect or a designer, I need your help because the Lord is showing me not only does the children need breakfast, they need a cafeteria where they don't have to be walking in the rain or to butt their toes and spill their breakfast or their lunch. They need to have a cafeteria with seats where they can sit and enjoy their meal. So I know this project is bigger than Daphne Clark Hudson. But because I have each and every one of you, it is going to be like a tip in the bucket to get this project done. So I am depending on each and every one of you for your total support on this breakfast feeding program. Let me hear from you. Dr. G, you are still there. Do you have any closing thoughts?
My closing thought is that, once again, like when we opened the show, there you go again, going out your way to help. And I admire that in you. And if there's anything that I can be able to do, I might even fly down. Well, let's do this here. Let me know when the next time that you're going down, and I want to fly down there with you.
Okay.
And so we can, and I can pump it up here in my inner circle here to see what we can do. It's only through teamwork does that dream work.
That's right.
And
that's
we have to work together in unity if it's going to make a difference.
That's
and I'm
right.
on a mission to raise up millionaires in our communities, and we're going to make that happen. Now, it might take the next 18 to 36 months, but we're going to create processes
that's
to
right.
help begin to cause an evolution in our inner cities. I can promise you, just like I fly that airplane for a living, I came from the ghetto. And I dreamed. Your dreams, whatever you dream about is whatever you can become. And I see it. I see it happening. I see that project happening over in Jamaica for you as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me share this with you. We the people, it's about we the people fulfilling the calls in our lives that he's created us. Mm-hmm. And so the resources are already out there.
That's
so let's
right.
get in agreement
right.
using the law of agreement that not
yes.
only the resources will come, not just money, not only money, but also people.
People.
People
yes.
that have a heart that want to make a difference.
Difference.
And that's what
yes.
this whole millionaire training process is all about, is redeveloping people.
People.
That want to make a contribution giving back to the community.
Yes.
And it has to start somewhere. And, you know, I the other reason why I do this in addition to the call in my life, but it was what Dr. King did. Mm. It was the night that he was murdered.
Yes.
My birthday was April the 1st. He was murdered 3 days later. That really, at the age of 10, I said, this man died here trying to make a difference in the lives of other people. And that inspired me, and that's when I accepted the call. And so where there are causes and issues, I like getting involved, and I like help making things happen. So I'm going to be in agreement with you, praying for you, that the
Thank
resources
you.
Will come in.
Thank
and you.
You
keep me in updated on when
yes.
you're going to go down there,
yes.
and I'm going to.
Yes.
We'll make it happen. I want to fly down there. We'll
yes.
we'll come down there and do what we got to do.
Yes, thank you
and,
so much.
In the interim, you know, we got about 130 some odd people that's going through the training right now. That's going to create a force.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
God said in His Word, and I, you know what? I'm just ignorant enough to believe His Word, Daphne.
Oh yeah, we got to.
He
we
said,
don't know anything else. Hallelujah.
Wherever two or three are gathered in His name.
Hallelujah.
There he is in the midst, and whatever that we touch and agree upon, it'll come to pass.
Come to pass,
and
that's
so
right.
And so I know that right now, that process, that project will come to pass with
it
honors.
It's coming to pass, that's right. I tell you, when that lady stopped me in town and gave me that envelope, I hugged her and I cried and I said, thank you, God. Because that was God telling me, this is not about you, it's about me and my people.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's the whole essence of everything, Daphne. It's not about us. It's about his people. And that's how you know that when you are worshiping God with your life, when you are other-minded, when you're doing what he's asked you to do. And I tell you, sometimes doing what he asked you to do, it's rewarding, but at the same time, it's challenging.
It is challenging.
But can I give you the secret for staying on the planet?
Yes, yes.
You ask your creator, what is my assignment for being here? And yet you ask him to give you an assignment that's going to take a long time to get accomplished.
Mm-hmm. And you say, use me, use me. So when he starts using you, don't be complaining. Just be obedient and follow suit.
That's right. Because you cannot leave the planet until you have fulfilled your assignment.
And I don't want to leave here, Phil. I want to leave empty. So I want to do everything that Daddy wants me to do.
That's right.
That's why I have to hang around with people like you. Because if the thought wouldn't even cross my mind about quitting, but I know you'll give me a kick in the hiney.
That's right.
You know,
and that's what iron's supposed to sharpen iron.
Iron, yes, yes.
And because it does, you know, David had to encourage himself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also good when you have others. You know, encouragement is like oxygen. It's oxygen for the soul.
Yes.
And so, be encouraged. Don't quit. Don't get burn out. Get worn out.
That's right.
Because your race is not over yet.
That's right. Steady pace.
Do you know that one of the laws I'm going to share with you in closing,
mm-hmm.
the law of recognition, mm-hmm. everything is already in your life. For you to be successful, it's already in your life just waiting for you to recognize it. Recognition can take you from being unemployed or not being empowered to being empowered in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is already in your life just waiting on you to recognize it. And so the law goes like this here. When something goes unrecognized, it goes uncelebrated.
Mm-hmm.
And when something goes uncelebrated, it goes unrewarded. And when
mm-hmm.
something goes unrewarded, it exits your life. So you have things already in your life.
Yes.
There's something in your life right now that you're not recognizing.
I see. Yes.
The quicker you recognize it, you know, the sooner it's going to catapult you to the next level. And that's why I really enjoy talking with you, because you know what? You are a very special person, Daphne.
Thank you.
I recognize that. And I cherish our friendship. I'm there for you.
You.
I'm your brother.
Thank you.
And so we all, as we travel to this thing called life, you have to travel with others on the same, going in that same direction.
Yes.
And we all going to make it. We
right.
all will make it. We will get there because it's been preordained since the foundation
yes.
of time.
That's right. It's no accident.
No accident. So as long as you're walking in your purpose. And that's why it's so important that one of the things in the training is understanding how to be purposeful
mm-hmm.
and how to be able to acquire your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the seven bullets that they will learn over the first, 18 days.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bullets is being aware,
mm-hmm.
Being responsible, being decisive, being passionate
mm-hmm.
about life and helping to other people out as you go along the journey.
Yes.
Because as you give, it comes back to you.
Back
it measures, press down,
run over. That's right, Lord.
And so you Ooh. One thing that you got today, you got me, sis, so if I can be of assistance in any way with the team that we have here and as we begin to evolve,
yes.
We're there for you.
I just thank you. I thank you for believing in what God has called me to do. I thank you for deposit into all of my listeners and supporters today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank God for having you in my life. I thank God for the journey that He has called you on. I thank God for your unselfishness in doing that which you are called for. I pray for your continued success and good health, and keep doing God's work, my brother.
And I receive that. I receive all of that, and I pray for you. I'll keep you in prayer.
Thank you.
Thank you once again for having me on your show, and I hope that the information added value to your listeners.
Yes, it will. It will add value all over the world. I will talk with you soon, my brother.
God, peace and blessings to you.
Yes, peace and blessings to you, my brother. Namaste. Remember that you are called for a destiny. Listen, get over there, www.llife.org, and sign up for free for the Captain's Millionaire Club. This will help you to fulfill your destiny.
breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him.